Today's daf kuf, and we are on Sadek Tesamid Beis. We are up to Boy Rava. It's about 10 lines from the bottom. Boy Rava, Zorak Daf. Somebody throws a board, V'nachal Gabi Yesedos, and it rests on pegs. Mahu, what's the halacha? What's the question? The question is, Rashi points out, Dakos shehayu gvoas yud, ve'in ruchavas dalad, v'daf zeh ruchav dalad, also rishus yachid. This board makes a rishus yachid. It makes two rishus yachid. So the Gemara says, it's the same question as yesterday. My, become a bailei. What's the question? Hanachas chefetz v'asiyas mechitz v'hadi adikasi? That when you do the carrying and the mechitza are created at the same time, somehow this board creates the Rosh Hashanah at the same time. And Rabbi Yochanan, the same question as Rabbi Yochanan. The same question. So the Gemara says, no. He came by Lilu Rava. The question was, according to Rava, he going to Zarak Daf v'chefetz Hagaba. No, you threw the board and something on top of the board. So now the question is, given the Habahadika Adadikasi, since it comes at the same time, okay, that question's not answered. That question's not answered. However, Odilma, given the low Efshar, given the low Efshar, the low Midla Porta, Vahadar Nayach, Vahiyat Mechitza, Vahnachas Chafetz Dami. However, we didn't answer the other question. If I throw the board, and the board and the throwing and the Mechitza come at the exact same moment, we don't know. That we don't know. It says Rashi, explain the question, but I have something on top of the board. I have a ball on the board, or a book on the board. So when I throw the board, I create the Rishus Yachid. Am I chayav for throwing the board? That we don't know. But on top of the board, I have a book. And says the Gemara, is it the same story? I don't know. I'm potter. Or, here I'm for sure chayav. For sure I'm chayav. Why am I for sure chayav? Because the thing of the board and the what's it called happen at the exact same second. So, I'm sorry. So when you throw the board and there's a book on top of the book has to move a fraction. The book has to move before when you throw the board, so the book shakes. So the book rests on the board, and I'm even chayav for that. For the book, at least I'm chayav. For the board, I'm not chayav. Because the board and the mechitza came at the exact same moment, just throwing it. We don't know the answer to that question. Well, what about the book on top of the board? That should be chayim. Now that's also teku. That we don't have an answer for either. Okay, now Amar Rava says Rava Shitali. It's obvious to me. Mayim, you have water. Now the water's in a cleat. Mayim al gabe mayim. Water on top of water. The water's in a cleat. So you have a cup resting in the water. Hainu hanachasan. That's considered a hanacha. In other words, the water is resting on water. So if I take water out of the cup and bring it into the house, I'm chayav for carrying. It says Rashi, v'imnatal miksasin v'hoti havi akira. That's considered an akira. However, egos al gabi mayim, an egos on top of water, and I turn on to kuf, lav hainu hanachasan. That's not considered resting anywhere. Why? Because the egos is floating around in the water. It's not its natural habitat. Therefore, it's not considered resting. So when I pick it up, I didn't do an akira. Well, it's counterintuitive, as the Gemara said. No, the water's in the ocean. The water's in the ocean, and there's something floating in the water. And I pick that up, and I bring it home. I never did an akira. The first case is water's in a cup floating in the water. Because otherwise, you'll see why. Okay? The water's in a cup. Okay.
You think you said it's a natural habitat.
Right.
The water's on the cup and forever.
What?
The cup is natural.
I tell you the truth. The Masifta says Mayim, then it says in small letters Hamunachim Bakli, in a kli, resting on the water.
Why is it kli in the water any more natural than a?
Because it's water. Because it's water. I understand. Now listen to this. Boy Rava, Egos v'kli, v'kli tzaf agave mayamahu. What if the egos is in the water, in the kli, and that's resting on the water? Now the kli is not its natural habitat. Mi amrinan, do we say, baser egos does lean on? Then we follow the egos. If you follow the egos, v'hanayich, it's resting in the cup, so that I should be chai for picking for an akira. Oh, Dilma, no, baser kli is leaning. We go after the kli. V'halonayich. It's not, the kli is not resting. And there, why? Because the only thing that can be resting in a kli in water is water. The kli itself also doesn't belong there. The egos in the kli is resting. Yeah, but we go by the egos, you go by the kli. So take, we don't have an answer to that question. The kli relative to the water
is not natural. It's holding enough.
That's right.
Holding water, it is
natural. That's right. The water is natural.
The water is in the cup.
Yes, it's natural. That's right. We'll get to it in a second. Shemen al gabi yayin. What about shemen on top of wine? So what about shemen on top of wine? So shemen is lighter than wine. The shemen will float on the wine. So what I do is I have a bowl. There's wine and shemen on top of it. I scoop out the shemen and go outside. Do I do an akira? Is the shemen considered resting? And if I do an akira, you can only do an akira on something that's resting. So is the shemen considered resting? This is Shemen al Gavayayin, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. It's a Machlokas. It's none. This is a Mishnah in Tevul Yom. Shemen is true Mishnah. Shetzof al Gabe Yayin, right? I'm sorry. Yayin is true Yayin. Both, fine. V'noga Tevul Yom b'Shemen, and the Tevul Yom touches the Shemen. Lo Pasan El Shemen. He only ruins the Shemen. Now Rashi points out, he uses the word pasul because truma can only be a shlishi. So the tevul yom is a sheni. He touches the shemen. He makes the shemen a shlishi. The shemen can't make the yayin a revi because there is no revi by shemen, by truma. So what? But the point is that if he would be a rishon, then he would touch the shemen, make it into a sheni, and the shemen would make the wine into a shlishi. That doesn't happen. So it stops at the shemen. The question is, are the shemen and the yayin considered two separate entities? And the Kama says, yes. Therefore, if you touch the shemen, the yayin underneath does not become tameh. No, they both become tameh. Why? Because they're both connected. Now, the Mishnah Achron explains that really they both agree. They both agree that they're not connected. The wine, the oil floats on the wine. Rosh Hashanah holds, it's impossible. If I tell you, give me all the shemen out of the bowl, it's impossible to do that and not get some of the wine also. It's impossible. Unless you have some kind of, you know, magic kli or something that you can scrape off all the oil and leave the wine. Not one drop of wine will come along. It's impossible to do that. Since that's impossible, we're going to have to say they're connected. And the Hanukkah says, no, they're not connected. Look at it, they're floating. No.
Separated.
He's not arguing on the material, but they're not connected. So yes, it's true. If you're trying to scrape every ounce, you're not going to have to do it. So what? Right? So yes, it doesn't have to do with anything. So the same thing over here. According to the Rabbanon, same thing on Shabbos. If the Shemen and wine on Shabbos, the Chachamim would say they're not considered connected. If they're not considered connected, then if they're not considered connected, then it's not resting, exactly. And if you hold it considered connected, then it's considered resting.
Even according to both ways, it's making sense.
Why?
Let's say it's not connected. Right?
What do you mean? It's not connected.
It's one item.
A nut. Oh. Oil.
Oil and wine.
Right.
Considered one item.
Right.
Okay? Take off the top. It's no different than we take from this wall.
Right. No, but since it's liquid, it doesn't rest. That's the thing.
I said, but it's still two items and you're pulling it off.
But it's the thing, so it's not resting, and therefore there's no akira.
Then they're both not resting. Either, that means the wine's not resting either.
In a kanami.
So it doesn't make a difference if you separate the two.
That's right. That's right.
Why are they arguing?
The only argument is because
the true always makes sense.
Right.
But on this example, right, it makes sense. It's not an exact comparison.
I hear. All right. All right, got to think about that. Okay, next. Amar Rava. Amar Baya. I'm sorry. Bar Barashas Arabim. You have Bar Barashas Arabim. It's a little bit from what we did yesterday. Amuka Asara. It's 10 Tvachim deep. Rechava Shmona. And 8 Tvachim wide. There's no question now that if it's 10 Tvachim deep and 8 Tvachim wide, there's Shatri Yachid. Bizarak Latocha Machatzelas. If you throw a mat in there, Chayiv. You Chayiv. Why? You transfer from Rashas Arabim to Rashas Yachid. You Chayiv. Right? There's no chiddush in that. Rashi says this is just brought in for the second case. Now, chilka machatzelas potter. But if you throw the machatzelas in this way, what it's going to do? It's going to cut the bor in half, and the machatzelas takes up space, so it's going to cut it in half. So you're going to have less than 4 amas on this side and less than 4 amas on that side. Not a rishus yachid anymore. Tochem. Less than 4 here, less than 4. It's only 8. So you're going to split it in half. And then not only you can split it in half, it takes up space. So you have less than 4 on each side. That's yesterday's thing, right? So the Gemara is going to say, well, we did that yesterday. We didn't have an answer for that yesterday. So the Gemara says, chilka mechatzelas potter. Now, la abaya, according to abaya, just said that, pshitalei de mechatzelas mevat le mechitasa. If your mechitza is going to do this, holshkin chulya mevat le mechitasa. Then for sure the dirt itself, right? Because this is a foreign object. The dirt is the same object. Rabbi Yochanan, the Biboyle Chulya, because yesterday he had a Shiloh, what about the Chulya? Let's play with dirt. We had a Shiloh about that yesterday, right? The dirt and the Mechitza come at the same moment. The Mechatel is cheated the Lepatla Mechitza. The mat for sure is not gonna be Mepatla the Mechitza. For sure not. Why? It's a foreign object. Okay. Bomber Abaya, and Abaya said, Bor Bershus Arabim, if you have a Bor Bershus Arabim, Amuka Asar Verachava Arba, and it's 4 by 10. So Malaya Mayim, it's full of water. Vizarak Latocha, and you throw something in there, Chayiv your Chayiv. But Malaya Peiros, Vizarak Latocha, Potter. If it's full of Peiros and you throw something in there, you're Potter. What's the difference between water and Peiros? Either way, it's full. The difference is obvious, right? Rashi says, Mayim Makom Shazarak Guma Miuchedes Levada Amuka Asar V'chavadal V'shatiach L'azri V'lohavi K'shar No, I'm reading this Rashi. Afagav the yam nami omaku, umemela shemen demayim lo vatel mechita. Right, water is not mevatel mechita. That's the bottom line. Water, I filled up the thing with water, it's not mevatel mechita. Right? It's a, what do you call it? It's full. So what did I do? I threw something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. Because it's full of water. It's full. Now, when I throw something in there, it's going to sink to the bottom. That's why you're chayiv. If it's full of peiros and it's full to the top, and I throw something in there, it lands on top, it's not 10 tefachim deep.
No, that's not Rishus.
Exactly. But by water, it is. But by water, it is. What's the difference? It's obvious. Because the water sinks to the bottom. If it sinks to the bottom, then the fact that there's water in there doesn't mean anything. It's full of Rishus Yachid. You look puzzled.
Yeah.
If you have a pit and you fill up the pit, can I walk on top of it? Yes. Well, it used to be Rishus Yachid. It was 100 tefachim deep. Now it's not deep at all. It's filled up with dirt. So it loses its Rishus Yachid. What if it's full of water?
What's a nafkamina where it's filled up?
Because exactly the point. If it's filled up with anything else, it loses its status of Rishus Yachid. If it's filled up with water, then it doesn't lose anything. It doesn't lose its status. It's still a Rishus Yachid. It's filled up. Yeah, but it's with water. So the Me'imi says, because it doesn't look like it's filled, because if you look, you'll say, hey, nothing in there. Oh, there's water in there. Right, that's one reason.
The reason is, you can jump in.
That's okay, so that's
the point.
What? Because you went from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus Yachid. It's filled, it's only filled with water. It sinks right to the bottom. You still chayiv. Still Rishus Yachid, 100%. Okay, Mayim time of why? Mayim lo mevatli mechitza. Mayim does not mevatli the mechitza. Peiros mevatel the mechitza. The peiros does. It's mevatel the mechitza. It's no longer a mechitza.
What's the
mechitza? The mechitza just means it's the fact that it's Rishus Yachid. That's all it means. Hanina mihachi. Hazarek menayam la asratya. Someone throws, he's on the river. And he throws from the river into some asratya. I'm not sure what that is in English.
A highway.
Okay. Umen arisratya liyam. Or he throws from this asratya to the yam. Potter. You're potter. Why potter? Why a potter? Exactly, because the yam is a carmelist, so you're not chayiv anyway. just mid rabbanon. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im yesh b'makom shezarak, if the water that you threw into is asara amok asara v'rochav, if that area where you threw the, into the water is 10 by 4, you're chayiv. Why? Not a kamalis, it's a rishos yachid. It just happens to be, it's filled with water. And then for you chayiv, that's what we said. Okay. Next. Hazorik arba amos b'kosel. We did this yesterday. Somebody throws 10 amos onto a wall. Four amos. Lamailo asara tvachim. Above 10 tvachim. Kizorek ba'avir. Because if you throw it in the air, and you're putter. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah Rabbim ends after 10 tvachim. So, what? Yeah, lands on the wall. We'll see in a second. At the wall. At the wall. It sticks. We say it sticks. At the wall. If it's above 10 tvachim, you're putter. Why? Because the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only extends 10 tvachim. Unless, only one exception to that. Unless you're carrying something. You're carrying something on your person or on your shoulder, then it goes further. It goes how high you are.
That would come from the Mishkan.
That would come from the Mishkan. And carrying it. But if you throw it, it goes 10 tvachim, you're putter. Kizorek ba'avir. L'mata me'asar tvachim. If it's less than 10, kizorek ba'aretz. It's as if you threw it on the ground, and you're chayiv. Hazorek ba'aretz, arba amos chayiv. And then we say again, if you throw it 4 tvachim, on the ground, you're chayiv. Says the Gemara b'Halo Nach. What's it? When I throw it against the wall, it doesn't rest. It bounces off the wall. How can I be chayiv? You need a hanacha. So the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan b'dveila shemina shaninu. We're talking about some sticky fig which sticks to the wall. So you're chayiv. Or then we had the machlokas yesterday, Rashi and Tosfos. Were you exactly 4 tvachim away or not? Okay. 4 amos. I'm sorry, 4 amos. Okay. Next, Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar Rav Chia, Zarak Lamaila Yasara, if you threw it above 10 tvachim, you threw it above 10 tvachim, so really you should be putter. Why? Because above 10 tvachim is a rishos, huh? Not a rishos harabim, whatever, not sure what it is, but not a rishos harabim, so you should be putter, right? V'halcha v'nacha b'chor kol shehu. But it landed in some crevice. It landed in a crevice in the wall above 10 tvachim. Are you chayiv? So bona machlokas with mayor of rabbanon. It's a machlokas about that.
Well, that's the needle.
What needle?
Same case,
that
cut off the needle.
But no, they were, it happened at the same time. That was the question over there. Here's happening at the same time. I threw it above 10 tvachim.
What's
but
the nafkamina if it lands in a crevice?
You'll see the nafkamina. So the halacha is.
So why isn't that binyan?
It's not a ball.
What?
Why isn't that binyan?
What binyan?
You have a wall, it has a hole.
I threw a ball into the hole. How is that a binyan? No. So that's a little bit what we're going to say. So the halacha is like this. You have to have a house, you have a doorway that has to have a mezuzah, right? The shear of a mezuzah, the door has to be 4 tefachim wide. Okay? What if it's less than 4 tefachim wide? You don't have to put a mezuzah. What if it's 4 tefachim wide and then it becomes like an arched doorway? And as you go up on top, it loses its 4 tefachim.
Do we say
that it continues up or not? If you say it continues up, then a crevice is really a continuation of the up. And if we don't say that, then you're putter. So, we'll pretend that the chokin means to carve out. And we'll complete the wall, then chayim. Then you'd be chayim. Because the crevice is really a continuation of the going up, and you're chayim. But according to the Rabbanan, don't say that, you're not chayiv. And then I'm yachiv. But similarly, Zarak lamayla me'asara, if you threw it above 10 tefachim, kol chavanacha b'chor kol shehu, Rebeir mechayiv ha'cham potrin, it's a machlok. It lives in a crevice in the wall.
How high is that?
Above 10 tefachim. But if we're saying that we're going to make this pretend idea that we're building up to square it off, then you're chayiv. Because it's really more than 10 tefachim. It's really Rishos HaRabim.
That's the arch.
They argued about an archway.
What's that case? You throw the thing above 10 tefachim and land in an archway?
No, it lands in a crevice in the wall. If we say this archway thing, then really it landed in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because we're going to pretend the crevice is not there. We're going to just keep on building up. A fictional thing. But halachically, you're going to be chayav. What do you mean? You threw something that landed in there, in the hole.
Right, okay.
But the hole's too small.
Too small for what?
Too small to be Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
And it's above 10 tvachim. See, putter. No. If you hold it for mayor, you would we're going to hollow that out, and we're going to keep on building. So therefore, it's considered now Rosh Hashanah Rabbah Yechayim. No, it was less than 10 tefachim.
One second, the crevice goes to the sky.
What?
Where's the crevice end? If you hold it, you hollow it out.
It's top of the room. It's top of the room. So where does the wall? I don't know. That's a good question. That I don't know. It's a fair question. I don't know the answer to that question.
The crevice is a horizontal
construction. It's like a cubby. Like one of these things. Imagine a shelf.
I'm trying to understand that the continues to be a...
No, I'm wrong.
I think you're incorrect. Here's the archway.
Right.
It's in that space of the archway.
That's right.
Is it correct? Right. When you throw it inside it, is it within this angle or is it within this angle?
Right, right. And we say that it's within the square, and therefore, it's your chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why you chayiv?
Because the.
Because now you're inside. Exactly. Goes up straight, even though it's technically in that curve.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
But that arch is over 10 12. Well, it has to correct. That's all our question. If the part.
All the examples.
No, it's not a arch. I know it's not an arch. It's the same idea. It's the same idea. The idea is. No, it's a fictional thing. Yeah, I saw that.
Right in that dark space.
Right. Right. It's a crevice in the dark space.
In the dark space.
If we say we're going to make it, we're going to break it open and pretend it's a rectangle. Then it's Rosh Hashanah. Then it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Otherwise, it's going into Rosh Hashanah. Oh, because it wants the whole crevice. It's not 4 wide.
I said that.
Right. I'm sorry.
It's not 4 tefachim wide.
That's where we were lost.
The wall is not
4.
Right.
The Rosh Hashanah is not 4 wide. Since the Rosh Hashanah is not 4 wide, when you throw it into the crevice, if the crevice doesn't extend from the top, it's not Rosh Hashanah.
Look at the width, don't look at the height. The width is 4, but where you're going to throw it in the ground spot, it's not. Right. It's less than that. So is it imaginarily a new reshus or not? Pretty simple case.
Next. Omer Yehuda Marav. Tel HaMislakeit, if you have a mountain that's gradually increasing in size, Asara toch arba. The rise is 10 tvachim in the distance of 4 amos. If it does that, then it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Even though at the bottom of the, it's like, imagine a staircase. It rises 10 tvachim in the span of 4 amos. If it takes 5 amos for that to happen, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. 4 amos. Now, even though at the bottom of the staircase, it's not 10 by 4. Doesn't matter. The whole rock, it's a rock or a staircase, whatever it is, some kind of incline, the whole thing, a stoop, the whole thing has these dimensions, then it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If it doesn't have the dimensions, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's a Mokum Patur or a Karma or something else. So, Tehillah Mislakeit Asar B'toch Arba, V'zark V'nach HaGabav, and you throw something that it rests on it, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Why you Chayiv? It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Hanina Mihachi. Mavui, you have a Mavui, Sheshavah L'tocho, it's flush with the street. The Nasa Midron the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's an incline of that size going into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Oh, the other way around. Oh, shovel the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Nasa Midron L'tocho. In other words, either there's incline on the inside of the Mavi or the outside of the Mavi. In other words, in order to get into the Mavi, you got to walk on that incline. So really, it's a Mavi, then a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you have those dimensions, then in a Mavi. Sorry, if you're not saying Majin L'tocha Mavi, Eino Tzarech Lo Lachim V'lo Korah. This Mavi doesn't need a Lachi or a Korah. Why not? It has a natural separation between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Mavi. What's the natural separation? This incline. I don't need the ramp. I don't need a Mavi. I don't need a Lachi or a Korah. It has a natural separation. What's the natural separation? The ramp. Yeah, why? Yeah.
Because we say it's not comfortable, it's very difficult.
Okay.
So otherwise, more than the ramp, you consider a Rosh Hashanah. So the Mavu, how would you explain it? You make something so difficult to find.
No, so the Rashi says, in the Rashi of Tehillah Mislakeit, the last three lines, V'dafka nakat v'soch dal ramos. This is only true if it's with an incline of a span of 4 amos. The imitel hey, if it takes 5 amos for this to happen, just the opposite, Marcel. It's like a Rishus HaRavim. Why? Because he can walk on it now. It doesn't bother me. No, that's exactly the point. It's a Rishus HaYachid. So why would somebody build a this ramp right in front of their mavoi? And maybe for this very reason, they don't want to be busy with korahs and lechis. What? You have to climb. So it's a place young people live there, Mars, not old timers. Young people live there, so they can climb. I don't know what else to tell you. Right. Tell him it's like an asar b'soch arba v'zork v'nachal gabav. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Exactly what we said. Because it's a rishus hayach. That's right. Ten tefachim is not so high. It's not so high. This is probably 10 tefachim. From here to the floor, probably 10 tefachim. It's very, very low. No, 60 inches is 5 feet. Less than that. 6 inches. Oh, 6 inches. Maybe it's less. No, 6 times 10. I think it's less. I think it's lower than that. Okay, whatever. Next. Zarak l'tok dalet amos. Okay, this is a hard Mishnah. Zarak l'tok dalet amos. You threw it within 4 amos. I wanted to throw it within 4 amos. I wanted to throw it 1 inch. And what happened was, v'nez galgal chutzl dalet amos. But it rolled outside of dalet amos. So you know what? Potter. I'm potter. Why am I potter? Because I had no kavanah to do an avera. I wanted to roll it. I wanted to throw it from here to here. The fact that the wind came and it rolled or rolled without the wind, that wasn't my kavanah. That's misasik. There's no intention of doing that. And I'm putter. That's an easy case. No one is argues on that case. No hack with that case. Easy case. Good? Chutz l'dalet amos. I wanted to throw it outside of dalet amos. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped the case. Chutz l'dalet amos. I'm sorry. Chutz l'dalet amos. I wanted to throw it outside of dalet amos. V'niz galgel l'soch dalet amos. Chayev. What's the case? Very hard case. I wanted to throw it outside of dalet amos. So I threw the ball, and I threw it from here to the cross of the street, 20 feet away. And before it reaches, Rashi says, look at this Rashi, the last skinny line. Lo shenafal la'aretz. The ball never fell. Because if the ball falls, right, the imkain lo tzrich lameimar. I throw a ball from here to there and it falls. No chiddush dechayiv. What's the case? In midair, ela shaharuach galgalasa min ha'avir l'soch dalet amos. I threw it more than 4 amos. It never rested. The wind blew it back and then it fell here, right in front of me. I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Ask the Gemara. V'halonach. It never rested. I'm a chayiv.
Why do we have the principle?
It never rested, right? Rashi says. V'halonach. It never rested. Please put it on mute. Why am I chayiv?
It never. Please put it on mute.
So, Amar Biyochanan. So Biyochanan says, "V'hu shenach agabi mashu." It had to have rested somewhere. It had to rest. So it's not a boomerang. Maybe it is a boomerang, but it rested for a split second on somewhere. We're gonna get to clue in a second. It had to rest somewhere for a split second. Otherwise, in a chanam, you can't be chayiv. You throw a boomerang, it never rests.
Roll something.
Yeah.
In a circle.
Yeah.
There's a natural indentation in the ground. It rolls.
And it's more than 4 hours away?
More than 4 hours, it rolls right back.
It's the same question, because it never rested. But over there, it's on the ground. Maybe it's different, but I don't know. I don't think it's maybe. So 1 second. So, Tanya Namihachi, Zarat Chutzl Dalet Amos. You threw something more than 4 amos. V'dachafto haruach, and the wind pushed it. V'echniso brought it back in. Afal pi shechazer v'hotziu, potter. even though it goes back out, you're potter. Why are you potter? Oh, 1 second. Did I say that right? 1 second. Hananami hachi. Zarak chutz l'arba amos. V'dechavdu v'chniso. Right, it never rested. Afal pi shechazer v'hotzio. Even though it goes out, the wind's blowing it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You putter. Why you putter? It never rested. Imagine you throw a paper airplane. And it's flying back and forth. The wind's taking, it never rests anywhere. You putter. Goes out 4 amos, comes back, back and forth. You putter. Achazata haruach mashahu. But if the wind catches it for a second, the wind catches it for a second. That's the same thing as kluta. Afal pi shechazer v'hechniso. Even though it brought it back in, chayiv, you're chayiv. Why chayiv? Because the wind caught it. It rested somewhere. Once it rests one place, you're chayiv. You're in a shasa yachid. You threw it out into the speed of paper airplane. It froze for a split second in the air. If it never freezes, in a chanami, the boomerang never freezes. You throw it with a big force, it goes. But if you throw an air paper airplane and it freezes for 1 second in the air, that's considered resting. And therefore, you're chayiv.
We had the case in the past. He said that it has to. Traveling through.
I don't know why they don't bring it up.
What?
I don't know why we don't bring it up.
You should bring it up.
No, meaning we said Kuta is that Kuta could be moving through.
Right. Every second
doesn't rest, right?
Yes, right. Doesn't it ever rest?
So what?
Why does it have to rest over here?
Right.
Why don't we just say Kuta?
I don't know why they don't bring it up.
Why don't we just say Kuta, you're saying?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that. But then we're saying the same. We're saying essentially the same thing here, no?
No, I think. Right,
maybe because in this case nobody would argue.
Not last question.
Yeah. Not everybody holds food.
The last what?
The last note. He asked that question.
And what does he say?
The long note.
Yeah. How long? Note? Fine.
Maybe okay. Nobody argue. Maybe by food the people argue, but yeah, nobody argues.
Point about this is. It's a point in the continuum, whereas here we're saying it goes out and then it comes back and that
I know, but the
direction.
I know, but all we're saying is the continuum. Oh, it's sorry. Shorter. It's all the same.
Say the food picks up from the ground and knocks out the food.
Interesting. Okay. Which makes sense now because we're now going to here. Amar Rava Toch Shlosha within 3 drachma of the ground Lirabanan. According to Rabbanon, who hold on Daf, we did this on Tzadik Vav, Tzadik Zayin, that view that anything that is not considered on the ground, Tzarech Hanach Al Gav Masher has to rest. Yosef Mameimar Bekamalei Hashmaitza Amalei Ravina LaMameimar Lav Hainu Masnisin. Isn't it our Mishnah? We just said that. The Gemara says no. Amar Biyochanan Hu Shanach Al Gav Masher has to rest somewhere. That's saying the exact same thing. Amalei Misgadol Kamarta. You're talking about rolling. No. Ms. Galgel ain't so full of nua. Something rolled is never going to rest. Avoha, but over here? When something's on the ground, given the sofa lanuach, even since it didn't rest, it's going to end up resting. Afagav de lonach, even though it didn't rest right now, kaman de nach, dummy, as if it rested, kamash vlan, we don't say that. And which means if you threw it, and then you remember, ooh, Shabbos, shouldn't have done that. You don't have a shogeg, because you have a yediyah in the middle, and you're not going to be chayv. You can't get it back. Doesn't make a difference, you potter. Okay. Okay, we gotta move. Next. Hazorik v'yam arba amos, potter. Someone throws into the yam 4 amos, he's potter, because the yam is a karmel. Imhaya rakat mayim, if there was a pool of water, a puddle, Rosh Hashanah maleches bo, and it's the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, Hazorik l'tocho dal amos chayv. Mm-hmm. You go in there 4 amos, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because it's a Rosh Hashanah, right? The kamahu rakak mayim, how much is that? Pachos me'asar tvachim, less than 10 tvachim. And the Mishnah repeats itself. Rakak mayim, Rosh Hashanah maleches bo. If there's a rakak mayim that a Rosh Hashanah goes through, zorg batocho dal ramos chayiv. You throw in there 4 amos, you chayiv. Why does Mishnah say it twice? So the Gemara asks.
What is zorg? Are you attaching something in the water or are you pushing the 4 amos in the water?
You throw it from 4 amos away, you're chayiv. You throw it into the water, you're chayiv. It passed 4 amos and Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv.
The question is, if the length of the water is
a halacha? I don't know. What? Oh, sorry. Amalehu Marabanan Lurava. Bishlama Hilach Hilach Trezimni. Why do you say it twice? The mission repeated itself. It's in the same case twice. I'll tell you why. Hakamashpan. Hilach Hayadayed Chak Shmei Hilach. Walking. Nobody wants to walk through a puddle. Nobody wants to do that. I'll walk through the puddle. In order to go around, they got to walk 6 blocks out of the way. I'm not walking 6 blocks. All right, I'll walk through the puddle. I'll get my pants wet. People will do that, right? People will do that. So therefore, it's considered hiluch. It's considered walking, and therefore, it'll remain its status as rishus rav. However, tashmish I did chak losh me tashmish. Tashmish I did chak. Nobody's going to store things in this puddle. Rashi says people store their key or something like that. No one's going to do that. Therefore, regarding that, it's not considered a tashmish, and it's not considered if you have a guma, some hole in the Rosh Hashanah, get water. Just a hole that's that deep, no one's going to store things in there. Oh, I'll keep my wallet in here while I go jogging. No one's going to do that. No one's going to do that. Walking, people would walk through it. They don't want to walk out of the way, they'll walk through it. Ela rakak rakak trades in the lamali. Why do we mention the case of the rakak twice? I'm telling you the case of a guma. Okay, fine. I have a chiddush about that. What about a rakak of the puddle? So the answer is chad bimos hachama, chad bimos hagsham in between. Because you have puddles in the winter and puddles in the summer. The tana chada. If you only would have said one, hava mina hani mili bimos hachama. I would have thought only in the summertime it's considered walking. David inshi demaski la kuri nafshayo. People don't mind getting a little wet, cooling themselves down. People don't mind so much. Aval bimos hagsham in Lebanon in the wintertime. Nobody wants to get wet in the wintertime. Vigashmina bimos hagsham. Well, in the wintertime, given the mitanfi, when the shoes are always dirty. So limchas lehu. Okay, so get a little wet. My shoes get clean. I don't mind so much. I'll be most like a shamim, low. During the summertime, mosachama, low. So therefore, that's why the case is both. Abaya, I'm a different answer. It's true. So I would have thought, hani mili hechid de lohavi dalar amos. But this is only true if it doesn't have dalar amos. I'll hechid de lohavi dalar amos. If it has for amos, hakufe makfile, people will go around it. Right? People will go around it. So therefore, it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah because nobody will go through it. How do you have a Rosh Hashanah? Nobody goes through it. How do you have such a thing? The answer is people will go through it. It's not ideal. It's not optimal. People will do it.
Did you say the same about the
snow? Maybe. Ravashi Amar Istrich, another case. So it's only if it's 4 amos. People just jump over it. Therefore, the Tana had to say, no, it's a Rosh Hashanah. If you throw something that lands on the plank of a bridge, even though it's a random plank, people still walk on it. So what do you see? Even random things, people still walk on. Same thing with a puddle. Okay. I know. It's 3 inches. There's three answers. Only, well, there's only one answer, winter and summer. I know, I hear. Okay, let's see what we can do in the next 5 minutes. Next. Hazarek min hayam liyabasha. Somebody throws from the yam to the yabasha. Min hayabasha to liyam. Or from the yabasha to the yam. Min hayam l'sfina. Or from the yam to a sfina. Min hasfina liyam. Or from sfina to the yam. Min hasfina l'cheverta. From one boat to another boat. All these cases, you are putter. Why you putter? We'll see you in a minute. Because the reason why you put there is because they're not, the yam is a karmel. Svinas kishura zubazu, if all the boats are tied together, metaltal and mizulazu, you can hand from one to the other. In Eilam kishuras, if they're not tied together, afapish and mukafos, even though they're all next to each other, in metaltal and mizulazu, you cannot tap metaltal and mizulazu. So idmar, svina, a boat. Ravuna amar, mozian haimenu ziz kal shahu umanali. If you have a boat and you want to pull water out of the water, what do? You take a zid, you take a piece of wood, and you attach it to the end of the boat. And that allows you to pull the water out of the water, you take a bucket, into the boat, you can drink. What does a stick and a piece of wood have to do with anything? Now you have to make an opening of 4 tefachim attached to the boat of wood, and you stick the bucket through the opening, and then you can pull out of the water. What's going on here? So, Ravuna Amar Moti Menuziz Kol Shumale, just to take a piece of wood, attached to the edge of the boat, and then you can pull water out of the ocean. What's going on here? Al Mumela, Hasavar Carmelis me'ara mashkina. The Carmelis is measured from the bottom of the river. Measured from the bottom of the river. So by the time I get to the top of the river, it's not a Carmelis anymore. Carmelis only lasts 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim. So the top of the river is a makom patur. So why can't I just take water out of the river and drink it? Right? Uvavir makom paturhu. Ubedinhu dziz namilo libay. You don't even need this ziz. You don't even need this thing, this piece of wood. Do what you should have a hecker, right? Do what you have a hecker. Normally, we don't require a hecker for any other makom patur in the world. Right? So the Ritva says over here it's different because over here, everyone knows a yam is a karmelis. Everyone knows a yam is a karmelis. So what are you doing? Yeah, only the bottom nine tefachim is a karmelis. Not the top, right? The top's not a karmelis. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, what if you're in a place less than 10 tefachim? So then the whole thing is a karmelis. We're going to ask that question in a second. You hear what's going on? Really, you don't need anything. You don't need any hecker. Okay, for a karmelis, made a hecker. What's the hecker? Put a piece of wood. And then you'll realize, oh, it's a makom patur. No. Osi makom arba umali. Now you have to make a board of four tefachim and stick the bucket through the four tefachim. Why? Hasavri karmelis misfas maya mashkinan. The karmelis begins 10 tefachim from the top of the water. On the surface. Therefore, you can't pull from a karmelis into the boat, which is the Rosh Hashanah. How are you going to do that? You have to make a four tefachim thing. Therefore, my ara samichta, right? The water, the ground is over here. Elo avid makam arba lo come about the karmelis of Rosh Hashanah. If you don't do this, you can make a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I want to do, okay, we have another minute. Because the board, what it does is it makes a Rosh Hashanah right under the board. That Rosh Hashanah. So as long as I pull the water out of the board, through the board, that water is a Rosh Hashanah too. You make a hole in the board, and the bucket goes through the hole into the water, and you can pull up. That is not considered Rosh Hashanah. Even though the water is flowing, I understand, but that's the kula. Yeah, we heard that.
Same idea.
Amar of Nachman, the Rabbah Ravua, Ravuna, the Rabbah Motzi Hamenu, Ziz Kol Shu Mali, Zim Nen Dil Malek Asar, Rav Kamatal Tal, Mekamal Sor Shus Yachin. What if you're in very shallow water? It's not even 10 Tvachim. So Gemara says, Amalek, Gemina, Ein Svin Amalek, Es Bechaz Meh Asar. You can't have, the boat can't go in less than 10 Tvachim water. Not going to happen. With Rav Hamor She Islay, what if there's a cleft? You're really, the boat's deep. And there's one spot in the water where there's a rock. So then when you put the bucket in, it's less than 10 Tvachim in that spot. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara says, Amr of Asafra, Kashushi Uzli Kame. No, you send people out in advance to make sure that you don't have those rocks. Since underwater scuba divers before you travel, so it's not going to be a problem. Okay. Fine, so we'll stop here. Where are we up to? Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lev Tehir Bar Av. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.